I was going to start by telling you that I missed you last week, but that would be a lie and I am trying to be truthful person. Actually, I was away camping and hiking and having a great time. I returned with cases of tomatoes and so now I am stocked with roasted tomatoes, tomato sauce, pasta, and tomato jam. Some of you will be thinking, tomato jam? Now that's a stretch, but it isn't. It's yummy, sweet and savory and so good with cheese. I like mine made with a little smoked paprika. If you are one of those lucky people who can grow tomatoes, look up a recipe. I can't grow tomatoes or much of anything in fact. All attempts being defeated by lack of sun and those stupid cedar roots. However, I am very fortunate in my friends who take pity and share their bounty with me. Zucchini, cucumbers and bags of beans show up on my doorstep and I can get out my big brass jam pan and get to work. Why am I writing about food? It could be because I am hungry, having started a regime of 16-hour fasts in a quest for a less foggy brain and a smaller waistline. Anyway, enough, let's move on to something more relevant. I was procrastinating about writing and scrolling emails instead, when I came across the latest edition of Reasons to Be Cheerful, and it occurred to me that some of you may not know about this and you might like it. It is just what I need when I am feeling hopeless about mankind. Started by David Byrne, Talking Heads, Reasons to Be Cheerful, features articles on interesting environmental and social initiatives from around the world. For instance, this issue features an article on Lima, Peru, one of the driest cities in the world, where they are getting water from fog. If you go to info@reasonstobecheerful.world, you can sign up and learn all kinds of interesting stuff. So let's get local. On September 13, there was a public information meeting regarding a proposed development idea in Lower Roberts Creek. Unfortunately, I missed it, but for those of you who have not already heard, the proposed project includes a healthcare office, walk-in-style medical clinic, on-site individual housing to support clinic staff and seniors, and some supportive commercial activity. The site is on land owned by the Guignard family, spanning an area between Hawthorne and Lower Roads, including their home and the dojo, Treadlightly Hall, both of which would remain. The meeting was an opportunity for you to ask questions and express your opinion, and if you missed that, Mark Guignard would welcome your input. You can call him at 604-885-5385 or email bushtrekker@gmail.com. Sometimes change happens without you really noticing, and if you just drive by you might not realize that the Rusty Hinge has changed ownership and is now the Boutique in the Creek. Owned by a mother and daughter team, the Boutique in the Creek is still a plant store but with a focus on home decor and gift items. Walking by, I noticed that they have created an inviting patio with seating that made me want to grab a coffee and a friend. They are planning a fall event on October 15, with Roberts Creek Wellbeing that will feature pumpkin carving and painting, candy apples and pumpkin spice drinks. Drop by if you would like to purchase tickets for this, $35 max, 12 people. The store will also be used as a gallery space for the art crawl. Another project that you might not fully appreciate just driving by is the Legacy Garden, at the bottom corner of the school property. It is the product of 10 years of hard work by more than 100 volunteers and grants from local foundations, businesses and government. Right now, you cannot help but notice all those fabulous sunflowers, and I encourage you to take their invitation and wander in. You will notice a lot of creative, beautiful woodwork in a lovely, peaceful space. Kudos to Sheila Wilson and the Roberts Creek Community School for spearheading a project that is for public and school use and adds so much to our community. Oh yikes. So many other things to write about but no more space. Please go to robertscreeklegion.com to see what's happening there and be sure to go www.onestraw.ca and read their fall newsletter. One of the best ways to keep up on local arts and music is to subscribe to the Coast Cultural Alliance weekly newsletter CCA at coastculture.com. Have a great week. Write to me. Mounsey Yvonne at gmail.com.